Well, that would be a very complicated topic, because when I was in the US, I think the system and mechanisms in high psychiatric hospitals in the US were really complete and systematic and humanitarian, I would say. So they are considerate of, based on what I know now, I think they were more considerate of the patients than how patients are treated here. Because the whole diagnosis and the whole healthcare of mental health patients originated in the West. So I think patients were treated because in the when I was in the US, two patients shared a bedroom and there were daily meals, there were TV, there were board games, and there were even video games. We were provided like a Wii games once a week or every 2 weeks. And we're given time to hang out in the outside area, open area. So I think I was treated nicely. And if I were in China, the materialistic conditions and some of the other ways that the staff treat patients would not be as good as they're in the US. That is what I think. But I would say if I were diagnosed in China, maybe I think the medications I got would be cheaper options, would be less good. So maybe there were more side effects of the medications. So the chances are I might be get more resistant to the drugs that I would have to take. But at the same time, I would get more support from family because I would be able to see my family members more often, and that sure would feel more soothing and comforting, and anxiety alleviating. I would feel safer. Certainly. But at the same time, if I were in China, I would also feel sexually more insecure because LGBTQ people or the gay people were discriminated against, and I would be in danger if I let people know that I was gay.